Welcome to Hour 3 of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1, later, whenever you want us. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly on this Monday, April 8th, 2024. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out. Tip your servers, please. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let old people in the elevator first. Thank you. Don't drive slow in the left lane. Thank you.
Huh? Mm, those are good ones.
Yeah, hold the door open for everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't approach the Starbucks counter unless you know what you want. Thank you.
I will have... Wait a second. What's that? What's a cappuccino? Tell me about that.
The macchiato. What does that have in it?
Is that from the Karate Kid?
Yeah. I'll take a Vente Ralph Macchio. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, we're glad you're here. We have Am I the Asshat coming up in just a few minutes. Then the Detlet. And more TV talk. And then Eagle Cam update. And then Alexis will remind you all to not look directly into the sky today.
Yes.
Before we go. We just have one more reminder about that. But right now, let's get to it.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
These friends are pulled directly from the very popular Reddit thread, Am I the A-hole? We obviously changed the name because we enjoy our jobs. But these are taken from there. We don't write these. These are written from their point of view. Blah, blah, blah. Lex and Holly, are you ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Am I the asshat for not letting my wife hijack a free vacation?
Ooh, okay.
Here we go.
What does that mean?
Yeah, here we go. One of my hobbies, he's a 39-year-old male, the writer. One of my hobbies is entering raffles, sweepstakes, radio contests, etc. I've won tickets to concerts, sporting events, some household items, gift cards, but never a grand prize like a car or vacation. Until last month when I won a free trip for four people to Florida for 5 nights. Obviously, nice. I was super excited and told my wife about the win right away. After our initial excitement wore off and we started talking about specifics, it became apparent to me we had conflicting ideas about this trip. Before I could even make suggestions about what I want this trip to be, my wife brought up how excited her 11-year-old daughter would be, I guess their 11-year-old daughter would be, and how we could go to Disney, SeaWorld, blah, blah, blah. She then said that we can bring her mom with on the trip to help watch her daughter so that we could have some time to ourselves. She was so excited about it and was getting wrapped up in planning things without even hearing what I wanted. I told her that all sounds fun, but I was thinking that we could invite another couple and have it be an adult only trip instead of bringing my stepdaughter and mother-in-law with. She did not like my idea one bit and told me she wouldn't feel right taking a free trip that included leaving the daughter behind. She also said that her mom has never been to Florida and this would be a perfect opportunity for her to go there. We argued back and forth a little bit before deciding to take a break and come back to it before we tell anyone about it. Well, that lasted 24 hours before my wife let it slip to her daughter that I had won the trip. Ugh. So of course, the stepdaughter immediately got excited about it and started looking into all the things that she wants to do. I asked my wife why she told the daughter and she said it was an accident. Which, come on, we don't think it was. It started a fight between us and emotions got a little high. I told her she was wrong to bring her daughter into this after we agreed to wait. And the fact that I never agreed to take the stepdaughter or the mother-in-law. I told her that I was the one who won the trip and she was acting like this was something specifically for her. She told me I was being selfish and that we should include those closest to us in a win like this. Especially when neither stepdaughter or mother-in-law have ever been to Florida. She said that bringing another couple and leaving her daughter would be cruel, especially now that she's so excited about it. Mm-hmm. I told her the daughter is only excited about it because she decided to tell her about it before waiting to tell her like we had agreed. I said that if she wants to go that route, she certainly can. I told her if she wants to bring her daughter and mother-in-law, then she can also pick someone else to go because I would rather stay home by myself than go on vacation. where I don't get involved in any of the decisions. I said that if that's the route that she wants to go, she certainly can, but I'm not paying for any of it. Now she thinks I'm a jerk and should just be happy having a free family trip. Am I the asshat? 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. What say you, Alexis?
I'm going to say not the asshat. Because I guess ultimately he won the trip. And yes, you have to make that choice as a couple. But they agreed not to say anything and give it some time to think about what's going on. And then she told the daughter, feels like she used that as ammo to guilt him into doing something he didn't necessarily want to do, even though there could have been some time for him to change his mind, you know? Man, and this whole, like, I know you kind of tripped up a little because it was like her daughter, our daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
That distinction, too, gives me a little pause, only in the sense that, you know, I don't know.
I tripped up because I thought he missed
his own daughter. Yeah.
No, but he kept referring to her daughter.
Right. And that's where, you know, just the most. Look, we don't know anything about this couple other than what we're reading, yeah. But that feels a little bit like, ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, not the asshat. I mean, ultimately.
Yeah, I don't think he's the asshat. Mm-mm. I think the mother, my ruling comes down to the fact that the mother made a couple missteps that turned me against her. The not so accidental revealing to her daughter.
Yeah, telling.
Because
the child.
Now the mom is actually, it's not the father. The mom is now responsible for the disappointment of the daughter at this point. Now, look, the daughter would eventually find out that the trip was. But the daughter would have been told, had she not just said it, the daughter would have been told from the beginning that the trip was not including her. So yeah. The disappointment would have been different. It would have been a little muted. Now it's something being taken away from the daughter.
Exactly.
Which compounds the problem. But I don't think there's anything wrong. If I'm the wife, she's looking at the negative of the ask of the husband. What I mean by that is I would take it as a positive that he wants adult time with his wife.
Yeah, and another couple. Right?
I don't know why my voice went up an octave on that, but that he wants an adult, you know,
yes.
To spend a nice, grown-up, sexy time weekend with his sweet honey.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking at it in a negative light. There's a different way to look at it. Holly, what do you think before we go to the phones?
He's not the asshat. But she became the asshat when she told her daughter about the trip and framed it in a way where exactly what you said, Jason, where it's now she has to be in that position where she has to take it back and disappoint the daughter. Because guess what? Mom and dad, parents, adults go on trips by themselves all the time. And ultimately, even if she was 11 or 12, maybe she would have been a little disappointed. But if you framed it that way, she would have been just fine.
Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have, Holly?
We're going to go to Mary.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show. What do you think of this?
Well, thank you. Definitely not the asshat. I think that it's a case of what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine. I think this is probably more indicative of other issues probably going on.
Yeah.
You know, highlighting. This is probably not the first time something like this has come up, and echoing everything that you just reasoned, I agree. Not the act.
Yeah. Not. Yeah. No. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Let's go to Claire on line two. Hi, Claire. What do you think of this?
Well, you know, you guys, I have to say, I don't know that either one of them are, because of the simple fact this has been going on for quite a while, according to him. He buys these all the time. And you would think that they had an agreement that he's the winner, not her. The whole thing with the kid is that, you know, he is the stepdad. And obviously it sounds like she kind of rules the roost. So I don't know that you can blame either one. I think you made a good point, Jason, about, you know, if they would have just went, you know, the kid would just have to deal with whatever came. Now the kid is like,
it's something being taken away.
Yeah, and having, you know, bad feelings towards the stepdad. But, you know, like the caller before just said, there's something more. They don't agree on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it does sound like there's bigger issues. Thank you, Claire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the dads putting in the effort, calling into these contests, like calling into My Talk and winning, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alexis Thompson collectible ashtrays. You know, he deserves those Alexis Thompson collectible ashtrays. You know?
Sure does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does it share?
He doesn't have to share.
That they were having conflict about it, but that they agreed to walk away, which was smart. Cool off.
Yes.
We don't have to decide this now. Let's talk about it later. And then she goes and she accidentally tells her daughter about it.
Mm. Yeah.
She probably doesn't want to go on vacation with him. Maybe she doesn't like the couple.
Oh, maybe that. Well, but I don't even think they decided on a couple, though. Yeah, I think the couple was just generic, Lex.
Oh, okay, well.
Then they could have had that conversation further, been like, you know, I don't like Chad and Jamie. Mm-hmm. They stink.
Damn them. Jamie gets drunk and ruins every dinner.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate stinky couples.
Oh, yeah, take a bath.
Or maybe they just do, like, excessive PDA.
Ugh. Oh, okay, like they're sitting, one sitting on the other's lap.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, and they're just like sitting there in the corner. You're trying to have a conversation and you're just like, what is going on here?
Oh, are you distracting?
Oh.
Have you noticed that a lot of those couples that did that are no longer a couple?
Yeah. I think it should be illegal for a couple to sit on the same side of the booth when they're not with anyone.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, jeez.
I would. They should be jailed.
Maybe some light community service. Let's not go to jail. Put them in an orange vest and they can clean up the freeway trash.
I've argued this before. It's hard to talk to the person. Just sit across from them. You can be away from them for one dinner. I just don't. Oh, God. You're constantly looking to your left or right to talk to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Then if you're eating garlic, then no.
Yeah.
How does that affect you at all? Unless they're making out. Unless they're making out.
Lex, have you met me? I become
obsessed.
Lex, you know me like this.
No, I know.
I become obsessed with them.
That's true. It's true.
I know. It doesn't affect me at all.
That's your problem.
You're right. I own it.
There's a YP.
Lex, you're right. But please,
now, if they're making out and stuff, then yeah, that can be really.
Oh, ew.
But, yeah, I mean, they're well, you know, hey.
I know, Lex. I know.
I don't do it either. I like to look into the eye.
Yes, I want to look at Colin.
Especially like my bad ear, you know. It's like, oh.
Yeah, let me get that spinach out of your teeth.
Right?
With my personal toothpick.
Ew.
Ew. Am I the asshat? Monday and Wednesdays right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
That's we're going to take one.
We're going to take a break. Dear friends, please, please. Please return.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Just when you thought you got rid of us.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, we got some dirt, don't we?
We do. We're dirty and we're not going to bathe, right, Holly?
No, that's right. Bathing optional. You know, get a wet wipe. And some dry shampoo and maybe
Butt wipes.
Yeah. I mean, look. Yeah. Just don't flush them. You'll cause a fatberg.
Ew, those. Oh, don't Google that while you're eating breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh gosh, just the thought of that right now. Okay.
Well,
ooh, what you got, Holly?
This story is just as nasty as a fatberg. This is
great.
The. This is that fifth episode of Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, that dropped over the weekend.
Ah, right.
This bonus episode debuted yesterday on Max, called Quiet on Set, Breaking the Silence. And the co-director of the series is saying that we're hearing calls from federal investigators about this. Now, this is a docuseries that chronicled on-set abuse at the hands of people in positions of power at Nickelodeon in the 90s and 2000s. Now, she did say, at the moment, there's no federal legislation that governs children who work or in entertainment, or that regulates children working in entertainment. Now, there are various labor laws, financial laws that are in place regarding children's entertainment, but not to the extent that will protect them in a way that they need to be on the set. So this bonus episode that was hosted by Soledad O'Brien does talk deeper into the claims surrounding Dan Schneider and the series that he created and ran on Nickelodeon. Now, and one of the insights that we're learning is that people are not particularly impressed with his 19-minute apology that he issued on YouTube responding to the series.
Yeah. And I'm glad I've enjoyed this. Enjoy is the wrong word. I have
been enlightened by this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But the thing that I wanted from this, and I don't know why I expected this from Investigation Discovery, not throwing shade, but I'm just saying it's, you know, I wanted a little more new. I wanted them to go a little deeper on things and not just, as Holly pointed out in the movie, Scoop, they relied a lot of repetitive revelations mixed with dramatic music and to make their point. I wish they would have went a little deeper into the effects that this had on the lives of these stars. I know there's only so much you can do in these four episodes on Investigation Discovery, but so maybe this will help. Maybe this fifth episode will do that.
Yeah, they're giving a little bit more context. And particularly, you know, one of the people are like, wow, we didn't really know that this happened. It was public knowledge that there were a series of arrests in the early 2000s. First of Jason Handy, who was a child predator, who was a PA on Nickelodeon series, and then of Brian Peck. And then he got to work in Hollywood after serving time in prison for all of this.
Look at that.
You know, and looking back, I mean, it is one of those things where we have been here time and time again where you're like, oh, these revelations that we're having 20 years after the fact, and then thinking about how we handled these stories decades ago. And is there progress? Have we had progress? How are we talking about these very serious issues in the media, in public? And now we're, you know, it's out there.
Yep.
So
yeah.
You can watch that fifth episode of Quiet on Set right now on Max. Don't do it now.
Don't do it now.
Wait till later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's move on to some happier news. And I'm sad because this is not coming to the Twin Cities, but it deserves to be said that Missy Elliott is launching her first ever headlining tour this summer.
She is.
And Timbaland, Busta Rhymes, and Ciara are joining her for the Out of This World, the Missy Elliott Experience Tour. Kicks off on the 4th of July.
What's the closest place?
Yep, because you know what I was going to say. She's not stopping in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
No, it looks like the closest place actually might be Detroit.
Okay.
Or Rosemount, Illinois, which is in the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
At the Allstate Arena. Now, she's doing that date on August 22nd. So that's where she's ending the tour. But she's making many stops across this great land of ours in North America, kicking off on the 4th of July in Vancouver. And then, she's crisscrossing across the country all summer long. But she is the first female hip-hop artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She is a legend. Her supporting cast and her guests. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Just the outfits they're wearing in the promotion.
Maybe we'll ask Bea Arthur to send us. You know, maybe she'll get us a hotel.
Yeah, let's ask.
Well, you can't. You know, what's the worst she can say? Hell no?
Yeah, we're used to it.
We're used to that. I mean, 15 years of it. Yeah. More of these stories coming up in another Dirt Alert at 12 in the 5 o'clock hour when we return some more TV talk.
Well, hi there. It's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And are you ready to bank the smart way? Well, I sure was. And I did that by opening a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. And it was so easy. Made my appointment online, stopped by my local branch for a consultation. Now I'm managing my money the smart way with Royal's smart checking. Why is it smart? Well, there's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, Royal makes it easy to access your money the smart way with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. Oh, love it. When you choose Royal, you're getting more free services and a financial partner you can grow with. So join Royal Credit Union today. Manage your money the smart way. Go to rcu.org to open your account online or make an appointment to go to one of Royal's Twin Cities locations. Or you can visit mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal, to start your journey.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from listener Linda. Why did the pilgrim's pants always fall down? Because they wore their belt buckles on their hats.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Yep.
You guys Lex get it?
Here.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it. Lex is here all week, everybody. Tip your servers, please.
That's right.
Hey, mm-hmm. Coming up tomorrow, even more TV talk, death and other details. Lex has one more to go.
Oh, gosh, I thought I was done. And then said play next, and I thought, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There's another one! What a ride so far, though, and I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to catch up, or I'm sorry, I caught up, and we'll move it to tomorrow, because I'm going to bring up something else that somebody just reminded me. Anyway, RuPaul, Lex, did you watch on Friday?
Okay, I am behind.
Girl!
I need to catch up.
Okay. You do.
All right. That will be my homework as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Because there was a surprise.
Ooh, all right.
A surprise. So Rue tomorrow, death and other details. I'll tell you why, once again, I thought of my dear friend Alexis when I was trying out a new ride at Disney World.
Ooh.
A new aspect of a ride that Lex will love. That's coming up tomorrow. Now, this is my husband just reminded me of this. This is a piggyback off of Am I the Asshat earlier. I stumbled upon a topic that, wow, I didn't realize people had such strong feelings about. I was, Colin and on Saturday, well, both days, Colin and I were having dinner. We were in Florida for Colin's birthday weekend. We just got back. Basically, a couple hours ago.
Welcome back. Time to do the show.
Are your arms tired?
Yeah. Very. I flew. Yeah. Ooh. Very, very tired. But on Saturday, people were watching. It doesn't matter what day it was, but there was yet another game. Lex, the basketball games were on all weekend, right, my friend?
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. And it could have been WWE because it was a big weekend as well.
WrestleMania 40. Ooh,
yeah. There was a lot going on. But yes, there were games all leading up. Men, women, yes.
Okay.
Soccer too, if you're a Spurs fan.
I stumbled upon a topic that people felt very, very strongly about. I posted a poll. I don't do this a lot, but I posted a poll on my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Because we were observing something at the restaurant that we were dining at, and it started a conversation, and that was kids sitting at a bar, yes or no? And
okay,
I am rarely on X anymore, but I also posted it there.
Mm.
I have rarely gotten the number of responses, people that don't even follow me. Every time I checked X, I had another 10, 15, 20 responses. I'm like, wow, this is obviously a hottish topic. So before I go any further and say kind of what the consensus was, what do you two think? Should kids be able to sit at a bar, like at a restaurant, or a bar itself?
Okay. I'm going to say it depends on the restaurant. And I truly
You're taking the easy way out, Lex.
Truly mean that because, like, at Disney World, I think it would be appropriate. But I also, because, you know, it's also made for children. But maybe that maybe they're not. I haven't been to a bar at Disney where I didn't feel like that would be weird.
Oh, to be clear, this was at a hotel. This wasn't actually in the parks.
Oh, okay. All right. That's where my trepidation was. Okay. So, I mean, it's like a traditional bar. This is just a traditional bar.
Yep. Resort bar.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, I guess ultimately it still matters what the bar is. But in that situation, yeah, no, no kids at the bar.
Holly D. Roberts.
I agree with Alexis. No kids at the bar. If you have kids with you, you need to figure out an alternate plan that includes them, but being at a bar is not one of them.
Because there's other tables, right? It's
well,
not.
Yeah.
So you have other choices, is what I'm saying, Jace, right? It's not just the bar is the only choice.
No, this was a full flight. This was a restaurant with a bar and then restaurant seating as well.
Okay, so yeah, you know, I might make a, I might have a side eye if you're having a kid at the one of the tables, like the side tables, not like actually at the bar. But even then, it's like you're an adult, just make alternate plans, sit someplace else. Kids don't need to be at the bar, period. I no kids at the bar.
I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I'm hardwired that way. I had conflicting reports, and so maybe someone can clarify. I had conflicting reports within my replies of what the actual law is here in Minnesota.
Oh.
Wisconsin was a little more clear, but I got two different stories. I bring up the law because when I say I'm hardwired, I grew up in Indiana, and in Indiana, you kids cannot sit at a bar. When I worked at the Red Lobster, they're so strict on it. Like when people are waiting for their tables, kids can't even go into the area. It needed the bar. Needed architecture. It needed to be a separate room.
Yeah.
And kids could not even stand in there. And oh my, it would be really taboo for them to be physically sitting at a bar. I remember moving here and it was a little bit of a culture shock. It was really hard for me to get used to seeing kids and parents letting their kids sit up at a bar.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fuddy-duddy. I just, it was odd for me. The reason I brought this up is because, or the reason this struck, we were at a bar at a restaurant in the hotel. And again, I'm with you, Lex. I give a little pause and an asterisk.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know all the details of what the restaurant was.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Was,
I should have, before I came to you, I should have laid everything out. But,
no.
But I even, and I'm not a kid person.
Yeah.
Even I give pause at Disney.
Yeah.
Because, hello, you're at Disney.
Yes.
But at a resort at your hotel.
Yeah.
And a restaurant within the hotel.
How old is this kid also?
Well, they were various ages. These parents basically had all of their like 4 or 5 children sitting at the bar sleeping. That's what prompted my...
They were sleeping?
Yeah, right,
this is not the nap room.
Yeah, and I'm not joking. They were like laying
the
there. They had sippy cup and they were all kind of laying their heads on the bar.
No.
And I'm like, okay.
No.
Because I'm coming at this through two lenses.
Huh.
I'm thinking of the bartender. You are literally taking up 6 spots.
Yeah, you're camping.
You're camping out.
Wow.
Those kids aren't ordering anything.
Yeah, unless it's a lot of Shirley Temples.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah. And they're literally sleeping. 4 of the 6. Because we had a late dinner that night. And it just sparked my... I was like, you know what? This shouldn't be.
Were they Americans? Would this matter if they weren't? Because maybe it's a jet lag thing. Even though they could go to their room. I'm just wondering.
I thought you meant on a cultural basis.
Yeah, no, it's both. I mean, I'm thinking both on both ends.
Yeah. I mean, looking at them, yeah, I think they had a, it's funny that you asked that because I was listening to the dad, a very North or South Carolina accent.
Okay. So Americans.
Yes.
Is your guess. Okay.
I would guess. I just, to me, I always, you know, when I always talk about being aware, mm-hmm. If I'm those parents and I get you're tired, I really do try to, and Alexis has really helped me on this. I do try to see the point of the view of the parent. girl, they're just trying to survive a day at Disney. And yeah, I get that. And I do. I really do. They need any respite they can get. However, I'm also thinking of the respite of everyone else that doesn't have a child. And they deserve to be able to relax, too.
And there are open tables.
Yeah. Find wow, when you got the kids, you got to make alternate choices.
Get them in a booth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just, and that you could see the poor bartender realizing, oh, well, there goes my evening. There goes my tips. You know, I'm seeing it through their point of view, too, of, oh, there's six spots where the turnover, there's no turnover because, you know, little Timmy and little Susie and little Tiffany are sleeping.
That's.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
but it elicited, I think it was 83% for no in my poll. And yeah, then the rest were yes. But there were some I got some very tense DMs from parents that were like, we're paying, using the argument of we're paying too. And we should be able to sit up there. I'm like, yeah, it's not quite. It's a little more nuanced than that. But
wow, it's
a bar, you know, a bar is an adult area, mm-hmm, you know, and oh, adults, yeah, just like kids should have areas. There should be areas where adults should be able to be adults. And I think that's a bar. But anyway, I just thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Reading absolutely.
Reading through the DMs, I was like, oh, people feel very strongly about this. So thanks to all of you that participated. Wow. We're gonna take a break. Alexis has a PSA, mm-hmm, for all of you thinking of looking up into the sky today. Plus, Eagle Cam update. Hi, everybody. It's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. This is one, you know, every month they have a group of new sales. They end. So when you hear about a sale, you have to take advantage of it. This is a good one for April. Now, you know that Botox and Dysport, those are just two brands. Botox is a brand and Dysport is a brand. I've done both. I love both for different reasons. Well, listen to this. In the month of April, you get 10 free units of Botox when you do 48 units. Trust me, that is a good value. Let's talk about Dysport for a minute. Or you can get 25 units of Dysport when you do 120 units. That is an amazing deal. So again, Botox and Dysport basically do the same thing, but just two different brands, two different great ways to save money this month. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and book this appointment, because these do book up and then you lose your chance. Mention me again. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm My Talk and streaming all over the place. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. On this Monday, April 8th, 2024. Okay. You've heard, you've seen the 8,000 news reports. You've seen it on the socials. Today's the day, right, Lex?
It is. It's solar eclipse day. Yay! Now, of course, Minnesota, we are not in the direct path, so we are not going to get totality. But we have about 75%, which is pretty fun. But here's the warning. Don't look directly into the sun. You could cause some retinal damage.
Stop it!
Blurry vision, blind spots. It's like getting thermal burns from a laser.
Whoa.
What?
And that's what it's like. And regular glasses, telescope, binoculars, camera lens, they're not going to help you.
Looking through a shoebox?
Yeah, you could do that. You could do the pinhole projector.
Mm-hmm.
So the sun is actually at your back. Or you can just take like a Posse colander, or put your hands in like a little lattice and just watch, mm-hmm, the shadow, watch it go past. Then you saw it. NASA will also be, if you're interested, or if you're going to miss it, or like we're probably going to have not the best weather.
Yeah.
Because the peak is about 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Starts at 1, goes till about 3:10. You can watch it on NASA and see the total solar eclipse.
The path of totality.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you two going to make it a priority to go outside and look at this?
I need to find those glasses. That was my mission this weekend, and I didn't. But the Bell Museum, the Science Museum, Bethel University, Sibley State Park, Wild River State Park, Winona State University, they're all hosting free public viewing events. And providing glasses. Sometimes some you have to pay, but otherwise, not a bad way to check it out.
Holly, are you going to go outside and look up in the sky?
Absolutely not. But if NASA has us covered,
Yeah.
Just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, just watch it on YouTube. Yep. We're not even going to be able to see anything. I don't think we're going to see the sun all day today. It is cloudy. It is dark. It is damp.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Like B. Arthur's Belfry.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to travel, yeah, that's true. If you want to travel, you can, I guess it's really good weather. I just saw the states here. If you want to go to other parts, Missouri, Illinois, Western Indiana, all looking ideal for eclipse viewing.
We don't have time to go to those places. If you want to travel, I mean, why not? You'll get there after it's done, but.
Yeah, leave
and
now.
And trust me, you don't want to go to Western Indiana.
Okay.
No, you don't want to go. There's nothing really to see there.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, no. I mean, just go on YouTube.
Right. Just go to NASA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'll put a link on our show page, too. So if you're curious, the official broadcast, you know.
I'm not trying to be Ebenezer Scrooge and, you know, yell at Tiny Tim, but if I can just yell at Tiny Tim for a second.
Yeah, sure.
I don't get the hullabaloo. I really don't. I just don't get it. Maybe this isn't just my thing. Maybe I'm tempered by the fact that we're not going to get the primo view in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe if we were in the path, I would be having a eclipse party.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that, but I mean, maybe.
I might.
Would you have a eclipse party? I think it's a big,
party? Yeah, because it won't happen again. Well, gosh, what was it, 20-something years again?
The first total solar eclipse of 2017. It was visible across the country, but we're not going to have one for quite some time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in that, it's maybe unique in that way.
Maybe I'm a little more excited. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Imagine just go check in on NASA. Yeah, and be like, oh, okay.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Hope people don't start freaking out, though.
It's the closest that we've come to, like, non-earthly activity.
I'm looking at non-earthly activity.
I was going to say, what do you think that your people the aliens are flying behind the solar eclipse and they're like, well, it's pretty much time to go pick up Alexis. Yeah. So what has she been doing for the past number
Holly,
of years?
I know nothing of what you talk of. Speak
you
of.
You may be onto something. If Alexis isn't here tomorrow, not a quinky dink. Not a. Yep.
Can you just leave a post-it note at least? Gone fishing. just leave something for us and be like, oh, okay. Something?
Look at mine. Help us figure out where Lex is from.
That's right.
Oh, Papa, can you
You're right,
me?
Holly.
I've been here so long.
This is all a ruse to distract us. That's right. Everyone's going to look up in the sky. They're going to be distracted, and then they're going to get that alien vacuum cleaner and suck Alexis right up into the sky. That's right. They'll take on Helen Zinn because, you know, she's formed a family while she was here.
Is there room for a couple more? Because quite frankly,
can we please? Yeah,
I'm looking around a little bit. And,
it's scary, isn't it?
I'm seeing what's coming down the pike. Can we? Yeah, Holly's right. Can we come too?
Yeah.
Well, come on up.
I'll sit, even if you only have one seat, I'll sit on Jason's lap, okay?
Perfect. Yeah. So if you can hook us up, Lex, just let us know.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll see what I can do. I mean, I don't sort of know what you're talking about. What? Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Dawn and Steve Experience up next. See you tomorrow.